Meaningful to behold, the condensed meaning. Wisdom. How to develop the wisdom of superior seeing has five parts. 1. Showing why those who wish to attain liberation need to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. 2. The presentation of the two truths. 3. Showing the reasons why those who seek only personal liberation need to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. 4. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish emptiness. 5. Encouraging the practitioner to strive to develop this wisdom. The presentation of the two truths has five parts. 1. The distinctions between the two truths. 2. The definition of the two truths. 3. The distinctions between the individuals who assert the two truths. 4. The distinction between their varying degrees of mental capacity. 5. Refuting the argument that it is not necessary to realize emptiness in order to attain liberation. Refuting the argument that it is not necessary to realize emptiness in order to attain liberation has two parts. 1. A refutation of the proponents of things in general. 2. A refutation of the Chittamantrins in particular. A refutation of the Chittamantrins in particular has four parts. 1. Refuting self-cognizers by scriptural authority. 2. Refuting self-cognizers by reasoning. 3. Refuting the Chittamantrins' proofs of the existence of self-cognizers. 4. Refuting the assertion that all imputed existence must have as their basis something truly existent. Refuting the assertion that all imputed existence must have as their basis something truly existent has three parts. 1. The reason why a magician can have desire for the illusory woman he manifests. 2. The reason why meditation on emptiness can abandon all delusions and their imprints. 3. Showing that excellent results will come from abandoning grasping at true existence and its imprints. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish emptiness has two parts. 1. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish selflessness of persons. 2. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish selflessness of phenomena. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish selflessness of persons has three parts. 1. Refuting the conceived object of the innate self-grasping of persons. 2. Refuting the conceived object of the intellectually formed self-grasping of persons. 3. Refuting arguments against these refutations. Refuting the conceived object of the intellectually formed self-grasping of persons has two parts. 1. Refuting the permanent self posited by the Samkhya school. 2. Refuting the permanent self posited by the Vaisheshika and Nyayika schools. An extensive explanation of the reasons that establish selflessness of phenomena has three parts. 1. Explaining selflessness of phenomena by means of the four close placements of mindfulness. 2. Refuting arguments concerning the two truths. 3. Explaining the reasoning that establishes selflessness. Explaining selflessness of phenomena by means of the four close placements of mindfulness has four parts. 1. Close placement of mindfulness of body. 2. Close placement of mindfulness of feelings. 3. Close placement of mindfulness of mind. 4. Close placement of mindfulness of phenomena. Close placement of mindfulness of body has four parts. 1. Establishing the non-true existence of a body as possessor of its parts. 2. Establishing the non-true existence of the parts of the body. 3. Therefore, it is inappropriate to be attached to this dreamlike, non-truly existent body. 4. Through this, establishing the non-true existence of the person. Close placement of mindfulness of feelings has four parts. 1. Refuting the true existence of the nature of feeling. 2. refuting the true existence of the cause of feeling. 3. Refuting the true existence of the object of feeling. 4. Refuting the true existence of the subjective experiencer of feeling. Refuting the true existence of the nature of feeling has 3 parts. 1. Refuting the true existence of painful feelings. 2. Refuting the true existence of pleasant feelings. 3. Explaining the yoga of meditating on the non-true existence of feelings. Refuting the true existence of the cause of feeling has 3 parts. 1. Refuting a truly existent meeting between a sense power and an object. 2. Refuting a truly existent meeting between an object and a consciousness. 3. Thus establishing the non-true existence of the contact that arises from the meeting of an object, sense power, and consciousness. Close placement of mindfulness of mind has 2 parts. 1. Establishing the non-true existence of mental consciousness. 2. Establishing the non-true existence of the 5 sense consciousnesses. Explaining the reasoning that establishes selflessness has 3 parts. 1. The reasoning of Vajra fragments. 2. The reasoning of a dependent relationship. 3. The reasoning that refutes inherent production of existence and non-existence. The reasoning of Vajra fragments has 5 parts. 1. Refuting production from no cause. 2. Refuting production from a permanent cause that is other. 3. Refuting production from a permanent general principle. 4. A summary of the refutation of production from no cause. 5. Refuting production from both self and other. Refuting production from a permanent cause that is other has 3 parts. 1. Refuting what is meant by the god Ishvara. 2. Refuting that Ishvara is the cause of everything with the reason he is permanent. 3. Refuting permanent partless particles as the cause of everything. Refuting production from a permanent general principle has 4 parts. 1. Refuting a general principle that is the cause of all manifestations. 2. Refuting a permanent general principle. 3. Refuting an effect existing at the same time as its cause. 4. Refuting the claim that the Majjhimaka school is at fault. The reasoning that refutes inherent production of existence and non-existence has 3 parts. 1. Refuting inherently existent production through this reasoning. 2. Thereby refuting truly existent cessation. 3. Thus establishing the equality of samsara and nirvana from the point of view of lacking true existence. Encouraging the practitioner to strive to develop this wisdom has 4 parts. 1. Showing the meaning of sublime, precious emptiness. 2. The need to strive to realize emptiness. 3. Explaining great compassion by showing the faults of samsara. 4. Showing the conceived object of great compassion. Explaining great compassion by showing the faults of samsara has 5 parts. 1. Contemplating the faults of this life. 2. Contemplating the faults of future lives. 3. Contemplating that even in fortunate realms, it is difficult to find the time to practice Dharma. 4. Contemplating the rarity and great meaning of finding this precious human life. 5. Since we and others are afflicted by the sufferings of samsara, it is appropriate to feel sorrow.